Well, hello and welcome back to Conservative Talk with Tim Arvey. It's been a while. Had so much going on, as many of you know, but I am ready to get back into this podcast. We're going to be uploading episodes every day talking about some different topics. So today I want to talk about the Spanish flu versus the Chinese virus. Now, I know you're going to tell me, hey, Tim, that's not politically correct. You can't say Chinese virus. That's racist. Well, it's not actually, because Asian is a race. Chinese is a nationality. So as President Trump said when he was questioned about it, it's called the Chinese virus because it comes from China. That's where it comes from. And so that's why we call it the Chinese virus. Plus, it triggers liberals, and I enjoy doing that. So I will continue to say the word Chinese virus, Chinese virus over and over, just to trigger some liberals, Chinese virus. So let's talk about the mortality. And the reason I'm talking about this first for a reason. So let's talk about the mortality of the Spanish flu versus the Chinese virus. Now, the Spanish flu infected 500 million worldwide and killed 10% of them. Now, in 1918, that was not an insignificant number. That was almost a third of the population that got sick, and 10% of them died. So we're talking about like 3% of the total population of the world that died from the Spanish flu. The Chinese virus, on the other hand, has infected 177 million worldwide. That's not even close to 500 million. Now, our population in the world is a lot greater than it was in 1918. So that infection rate is much, much lower. But it's infected 177 million worldwide, but it's also killed 10% of those. So the mortality rate's the same between the Chinese virus and the Spanish flu. Well, we can't know the end total of cases for the Chinese virus yet. The percentage killed is not going to change. Well, you know, we've seen it. We've had it for 2 years now. The percentage of people who die from it is going to remain pretty constant because it's an average. And so we're not going to see the average change that much, especially when we look at the charts, which I'll talk about in a minute. So this implies that both the Spanish flu and the Chinese virus are equally fatal. Now, one model shows that by October of this year, almost 1 billion people will have gotten the Chinese virus, which would then be almost twice what the Spanish flu was. But that's one model and really has nothing to do with right now. And if we've learned anything from the past year, it should be that we can't trust these models. Models can say whatever we want them to say, and we can only go by data that we have now. No one can predict the future. So let's look at how each, the Spanish flu and the Chinese virus now, affected the global, and in particular, the U.S. economy. So we're going to compare the mortality and the infections versus how it has affected the economies of then and now. So according to a study conducted last year that was entitled The Coronavirus and the Great Influenza Pandemic, lessons from the Spanish flu for the Chinese virus's potential effects on mortality and economic activity. Now, that wasn't the actual title. I included the Chinese virus part just because I like to say that. But according to that study, this was a study that was conducted last year, the Spanish flu dropped our GDP, global GDP and consumption, by about 6%. Now, that's not an insignificant number, but it's also not really that large. In fact, the economy was recovering when the Spanish flu hit. And so it took a little dip, but it just kept on recovering. Now, the Chinese virus, on the other hand, is expected by many experts to hit nearly twice as hard. And we've already kind of seen the effects of that. Now, nobody knows the exact numbers yet because, well, it's still here and it's still affecting us. So we can't really know the long-term effects yet. History will tell us that in the future. But for right now, we know that this is hitting our economy. We see it. Go buy gas, go buy lumber, and you will see that this is affecting our economy. Now, I'm not saying that the Chinese virus is the be-all, end-all reason for these economic problems. In fact, a lot of people want to point to Biden's economic policies, his business policies, and rightly so. He has a lot of bad policies. And so there's a lot of factors involved. The Chinese virus is one of those factors. And while I'm not an economic expert by any means, I'm just telling you what the experts are saying. And they're saying that, yes, the Chinese virus is affecting our economy and expected to hurt us about twice as bad as the Spanish flu did in 1918. So why would that be if they have the same mortality rate and we have basically the same infection? Why are we seeing such a difference in the way the economy is treated? Why didn't they shut down the economy in 1918? Well, in fact, they did to some extent. But here's the thing. Oh, let me circle back, as Jen Psaki would say. Let me circle back here, because we can't even blame this on the Democrats. I know, I hate it. I want to blame it on the Democrats. We can't. Because if we look in 1918, I would love to say, you know, we have a Democrat president right now, but in 1918, it was a Republican and he got us through it. Except, no, it was Woodrow Wilson, one of the most liberal presidents that we've had. He made Democrats in 1918 look like Republicans by his policies and the way that he wanted to do things. He was very progressive. So we can't even blame it on that. So what can we blame it on? Well, there was a significant difference in the way Democrats, indeed the entire government, so not just Democrats, just the government of 1918, treated their pandemic versus the way the government today has treated it. And here's where I'd normally have a quote from some government official in 1918 speaking about the Spanish flu and the number of cases, deaths, and hospital bed shortages and personal protective equipment and all that sort of thing, right? Except those sorts of comments and speeches are actually very rare. In fact, Woodrow Wilson gave a speech to Congress in the midst of the Spanish flu and made no mention of it whatsoever, not a single mention of it, contrasted with Joe Biden giving a speech to Congress and taking a moment, a whole memorial time for those who have died from the Chinese virus. And rightly so, don't get me wrong, because it is a terrible thing that people die from a virus, and it should be mentioned, it should be talked about, and they should be remembered. But Woodrow Wilson didn't do it. He didn't even mention it, and no one criticized him for it either. There was no, he should have mentioned this virus. No one said a word about it, because it was just, they weren't talking about it. So why weren't they talking about it? What was the issue here? Well, on December 2nd, 1918, this will give you a little hint into it. On December 2nd, 1918, Los Angeles declared that, quote, the funless season is over, and they opened up. They opened up everything. They said, we're not going to be locked down. We're not going to be held hostage by this flu. We are going to open up, and we're going to let people decide for themselves. Even though most of the deaths from the Spanish flu occurred after that happened. So it almost looks like, wow, they shouldn't have done that. Compare it to today, where many states are still on lockdown. Thankfully, Illinois, not one of them now. Our supreme leader has granted us permission to walk the streets and do as we please. Thanks, Governor Pritzker. I've been doing that the entire time, but thank you for the permission anyway. But a lot of states are still on lockdown and still suffering from this. Economically. And even though all of the charts, and I said I'd bring this up, look up any chart on the Chinese virus right now, and you will see that we are in a severe decline in the number of cases, the number of deaths. It's going down. Huge, huge drop. We talked about flattening the curve. That was not a curve. If you look at the charts, we spiked. We hit hard, way up, and then way back down again. So it was a couple of months of a really bad situation, and then it was right back down again. And so it makes it really hard to give any credit to anybody for what happened. It just, it came, it saw it, conquered, it left. And now we're not, again, it's not gone. I understand that it's not gone, but it's definitely not the threat that it was a few months ago. And so if we look at these charts and we see that there's a severe decline in the number of Chinese virus cases and deaths, we're still on lockdown. A lot of states are. Now, of course, government officials today would tell you that, oh, well, we learned from the mistakes of the past. And in 1918, they shouldn't have opened up so quickly. And so we responded accordingly. And so that's why we're not seeing the number of deaths, except, like I said, the mortality rate is actually the same. So that didn't really change a whole lot. You know, they would tell us maybe we should have remained locked down. We should now remain locked down, right? Well, no, we shouldn't. And remember, I started, and I said I would circle back to this. I started by talking about the number of deaths from the Spanish flu and the number of deaths from the Chinese virus, the mortality rate of both. And even with our ultra secure, super healthy, extra precautionary measures, we're still seeing the same percentage of deaths. Now, granted, we're seeing a lower percentage of infection rates, but those numbers should only prove to us how unnecessary these precautions have been. We're seeing very little infection as compared to the Spanish flu. And so the long and short of it is this: by refusing to be shut down, even semi-permanently, by the Spanish flu, our predecessors in 1918 taught us that the way to recover economically from a devastating health crisis is to allow business to proceed as usual. That's how you keep the economy going. People in 1918 didn't wear masks because they were forced to. There were no government mandates to wear the mask. It was the health department. Just like today, they put on the cigarettes to say it's dangerous and smoking could cause cancer. But there's no law that says you can't smoke, because that's your choice. It's your health. The obesity things will tell you don't eat too much fat, don't eat too much sugar, don't eat too much cholesterol. But there's no law about that. You can eat whatever floats your boat there. There's no law against it, even though there is a health advisory and it may be a good idea to follow that. There's nothing restricting you. And that's the difference. In 1918, they said, we're not going to have laws to tell people to do this. We're going to advise them to, but we're not going to force them to. And so they didn't wear masks because they were forced to. They wore them because they saw people getting sick. When they saw people getting sick, they said, oh, maybe we should wear masks. They didn't stay home because the governor put a curfew on them. They stayed home because they didn't want to get sick. So again, not because it was a restriction. Now, here's the thing. Here's what would have happened if they had kept the restrictions on them. We had our boys, the men in the military coming home from World War I. And yes, they were bringing the Spanish flu with them. Let's be real. They were. But they were coming home. And if they came home to an economy that was shut down and they didn't have a job to go to, what would that have done to them? What would that have done to their families? Because they had just spent, you know, 2 years or more, probably many of them 5 or 10 years of their lives fighting for America overseas in a war that we, you know, many would say that maybe we shouldn't have been in. Different topic, different day. But they were there because they were Americans and they were standing up for America and they were fighting. And then for them to come home and everything just be completely shut down and they can't get a job, they can't, what are they going to do? That would have destroyed them. That would have destroyed their family. So they didn't. They didn't do that. They didn't even talk about it. It was so important, even to Woodrow Wilson, even to this very progressive, very liberal Democrat president. It was even so important to him that the economy of America, that America stays strong, that America keeps going, that he didn't want to shut down the economy for this virus, for this health crisis. It was a separate situation, a separate issue. He didn't talk about it. He didn't deal with it. It wasn't a political thing. It wasn't a government thing. It was a health thing. And the health department dealt with it. And that's how they did it. And because of that, because they did not shut down, we saw their dedication to work lead our nation into one of its most profitable decades, the Roaring Twenties. Now, you're going to say, well, Tim, the Roaring Twenties led to the Great Depression, and in some ways it did. There were a lot of other factors involved there. Again, that's a different topic for a different day too, but they were profitable. They did lead into our most profitable decade, the Roaring Twenties, where people had money to spend and they had things to spend it on. Industry was booming, jobs were booming, people were making money because they didn't shut down the economy, and they made it through the virus and will make it through ours. We could have done it with a healthy economy, but we didn't. We shut down. And so that's the biggest difference then between the Spanish flu and the Chinese virus. Got to say it one more time just for the liberals to get triggered. Again, that's the episode today. So I will end it on that. And hopefully, Lord willing, we're going to have one of these every day. I'm going to have a different topic every day, and we're going to talk about this kind of stuff. Leave a comment. Talk to me. I want to hear what you have to say. You can email me at rviewforsenate@gmail.com. I am running for United States Senate. So email me, rviewforsenate@gmail.com, or go on my Facebook. Timothy Rview is my Facebook profile, or Rview for Illinois is also on there. Rview for Senate, I think it may say now, because I am running for U.S. Senate. Did I say that? Yeah. Oh, did I also say Chinese virus? Okay. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up now. So I will talk to you guys tomorrow. And until then, have a great evening.